أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد صدق الله العظيم. In our discussion of Dajjal, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us some important signs with regards to Dajjal. Some of these signs are very great tests for those who will bring Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that particular era, in that particular time. One is this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Dajjal will have this power, and this power will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in places in which there is drought, people will complain and he will bring down rain. When the clouds open and the rains come down, the lands will become lush. Those who do not bring Iman in him, in their areas and in their vicinities, there will be still drought and dryness and there will be lack of food. But they will realize and recognize by the strength of the Iman that this is Dajjal, and they would not succumb to this fitna of Dajjal. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the believers through the tests of time. And this belief needs to be very, very firm in our hearts at this moment also, that rozi sustenance, our rizq comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is no stock exchange that gives us our sustenance. It is no currency that gives us our sustenance. It is directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this spiritual training should be firmly embedded in our hearts, that whatever we receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming back to Surah Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Ashab-e-Kahf, and Allah speaks about some of the amazing feats, the supernatural feats of Ashab-e-Kahf. One great danger that the Ashab-e-Kahf would have had is that if anyone entered the cave in which they were, and if they would have found them sleeping, then obviously they were very vulnerable to any form of violence, to people that would have stolen their goods and their properties. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ward any person intruding into the cave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظَ, that you, when you have, if you would have entered the cave, you would have thought they are awake, وَهُمْ رُقُود, whilst they are sleeping. The ulama have explained that one very great supernatural feat was this, that they slept with their eyes open. Number two was this, that when a person would sleep, his breathing would become very heavy, but their breathing was not the heavy breathing of a sleeping person, but it was very shallow, like a person who was awake. The limbs of the body did not become loose, but it was like in a person who was awake. So if anybody walked in, they would have thought that these people are merely lying down, that they are wide awake. And hence, in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warded away any kind of danger. Number two, when a person would sleep for such a long period of time of 3 centuries, it is obvious that we see when a person is ill, he gets bed sores, etc., and that person needs to be changed from side to side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even saw to this need of the Ashab al-Kahf. Allah says, وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينَ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ, we turn them sometimes to the right and sometimes to the left. And in this manner also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected their bodies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected the clothing on their bodies, that clothing was to last for a period of 300 years odd, and hence in that manner also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected their bodies, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected the clothing. وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ ذِرَاعِيهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ, the third is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the dog was with its forelegs outstretched at the threshold of the cave, and in this manner the dog remained with them outside, and anyone that would have wanted to come in would have first have to go through or pass the dog, and in this way also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected the dog. The ulama have written very, very importantly that this dog remained with these Ashab-e-Kahf, people who went out in protection of the Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the dog also in the Kitabullah, in the Quran-i-Kareem. And here here, the very important lesson that we also learn is this, that if we remain with the Ahlullah, if we remain with the friends of Allah, the sincere and pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then with them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create ease for us insofar as our deen is concerned. We notice the thorn is below the rose, and when the rose is sold, the thorn is sold at the same price as the rose is sold. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us this very, very important lesson of being in the companionship of the pious, so that that piety will also wear off and rub off upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.